Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles.
Okay, isn't that nice, Alex?
Yeah,
it's a nice one. I mean, how are you not getting to nice lulled into a nice mood with this
in the spirit?
Exactly. I don't know if we're starting too early with Christmas songs. We got about 700 more episodes before Christmas, so
yeah.
I don't know if we can do it. But honestly, we're being a little lazy. I could probably think of other songs to play that aren't Christmas songs, but I like Christmas songs.
Yeah.
This is the Pretenders from that album, that charity album all those years ago. They did like a charity album.
Mm-hmm.
Very special Christmas album. This was from the first one. A lot of good people on that Very Special Christmas album. Real good. I think Christmas in Hollis, Run DMC's on there.
The Pointer Sisters.
Yeah,
Whitney Houston.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Springsteen.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Mellencamp.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Sting.
Oh, everybody. It was...
You too, Madonna.
It was real good.
Seeger. Oh.
Yeah, see, that's a little drummer boy.
Yeah.
Seeger, one of my favorites.
That's a good one.
Anyway, I hope you guys are having a great Christmas season so far. We're not even into December yet, but I mean, I look at my calendar and it's just moving along.
Mm-hmm.
Just life, not just Christmas. Life, Alex, is moving along. I went to the doctor this morning too. Did I tell you that?
Yeah. Ooh.
No, I'm fine.
Oh.
Don't worry. You don't have to actually do anything. You don't have to actually have your own career and life. You'll be fine.
Who's going to carry me when your back goes?
You'll be fine. No, yeah. You know, I'm old now, Alex. I got to go, like, do things.
Yeah.
I got to go get things checked out, things looked at.
Like
things,
the finger?
No, not that. I mean, I've done that in the past.
Yeah.
And I probably should do it again more extensively.
Yeah.
But
you don't want to do that at 8 a.m.
Just like skin shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I want my, I have all sorts of, I'm one of those guys who, you know, I'm of that. I'm becoming the joke that I do. I'm becoming scab guy, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm 100% going to be gauze scab guy.
Uh-huh.
We all see them. Tommy Bahama shirt.
Yeah.
You know, some sort of sandal, shorts, scabs all over their forearms and their legs. Probably many of your parents, my parents, everybody's parents, just different times, you know, different times we grew up in of just baking in the sun and get you. So
yeah,
anyway.
I have a question. You've been a moisturizer
kind
of guy for
a
while.
Which I think is probably why I still look pretty decent.
Yeah. Are you a sunscreen guy too? Or
well,
is that where you went wrong?
Well, that's where I went wrong in my youth. I'm not even a great sunscreener now. You know, like you're supposed to wear it every day, just every day, just walking out on a cloudy day in February. You know, that's what they tell you.
Yeah.
But I don't do that. I probably should, but whatever. I mean, if you got to go, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it's a skin cancer that's going to get me, so be it. I'm 57. I've had a good life, you know.
Yeah.
What more do I need at this point? I did everything I came here to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've done all we can do.
Yeah, I think. Well, one thing I was thinking,
but I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Yeah, I. But it occurred to me because they say like you always talk about how your parents are doing pretty well up right. into their older years.
Yeah, that seems to be the way it goes.
And my family's not.
Oh really? So, oh shit!
Like my family's like 55 to 65 is
yeah,
like
but that
the,
still gives you 20-30 years.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
you know,
that means we're gonna go at the same time.
Yeah,
and you're probably gonna have better hair.
Sorry about that, but you know that's the way it goes. Yeah, yeah. I mean it really does kind of genetic and all that. But anyway, and you got to fill out the paperwork. I'm just not a doctor guy. Not that I ever. It's just I just don't go because I feel fine, you know. But I guess that's not how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to just go whether you feel fine or not, and just say things like. And then they ask you know past questions. Did you go here? And I went to the doctor 5 years ago. Uh-huh. What did they tell you? I don't remember. Like, and then I feel like a dumb guy because I don't know like the terminology. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I went this morning and everything seems fine. You know, she's a couple of things that you know, she wants me to do. This is like a dermatologist. Also, they do, you know, they make you look cute.
Yeah.
So I have more questions about that. Like what do I need to do to look real cute?
She's like, you have cancer growths and you're like lip injections.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what do I, like IPL, these facials and this kind of shit and Botox and all that. I'm like, I mean, like, let's talk about that. Forget all the death stuff. I don't care about this. I want to look cute, you know, in 2 months. So, you know, and then you got to go back and have another, oh, you got to come and talk to another lady. But anyway, it was funny because you fill out paperwork, right? And one of the questions of the paperwork, because it's a dermatologist, plastic surgeon, whatever they're considered. And they said, how do you feel you look? Do you feel you look your age, younger, 5 years younger, 10 years younger, 10 years older, 5 years older? That was one of the questions. I thought it was kind of an odd question. Mm-hmm. But I wrote down, and one of them was, do you feel you look your age? And had you asked me this question yesterday, Alex, I would have said, I feel I look younger than my age.
Yeah.
Don't you dare say what you're about to say.
I agree with you.
I see that smile coming across your face, and I see you're about to drop one of your bombs. You've dropped many on me over the years, and I feel another one coming.
Never. It's the holiday season.
Anyway, I feel a couple of years young. But then I watched myself on the Juicy Scoop YouTube.
Okay.
You know, I'm on Juicy Scoop today, Tuesday. And I watched the YouTube of it, a little bit of it this morning. And I have to tell you, I might go 10 years older now. I don't know. I just looked old and tired, and which all is true.
Yeah.
So, but I'm good. I'm good. You know, like I said, at this point, what do I need to prove? Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, it's not like I'm going to get 21-year-old girls anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not out there. I'm not on TV. I don't even need, like, I could look like the fucking Elephant Man. You know, nobody would care at this point. I mean, if I stopped performing live, like getting up in front of people on stage, I could just let it all go. And I have to tell you, there's some appeal to that. There really is. There's an appeal to just hiding behind a microphone in a garage, never to be seen again. I'll continue to do this. And you guys could just look at pictures of me from 1988, which I believe I look better now than I did in 88. 88, I was doing some bad choices.
Yeah.
Bad fashion choices.
They were modern
choices.
At the time.
At the time, you thought you were doing good, you know, but looking back on it, might not have been the best idea. Anyway, but I hope you guys, like I said, are having a great, what do you feel? You feel you look your age or you look younger than your age? Or I mean, you look about your age.
I don't feel my age. Like
you feel older or younger?
I guess I'm realizing that 30s is, to me, I thought a lot of your health stuff started
Isn't
in your 40s.
Isn't your birthday coming up? Isn't your birthday in December?
Yeah.
December what?
27.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So it's coming up.
It's coming.
And you know what, it'd be 32?
32.
Yeah, I think 32, at least if I'm keeping track properly.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, I mean, that's still very young. Just a very young guy. And that's good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I was having lunch with Sarah and John, Sarah Colonna and John Ryan, her husband, a couple days ago. And there's just been a couple of things. I was talking to my brothers. My brothers are old as shit. You know, and I love my brothers. We hang out a lot. My two older brothers, one younger brother. But even my younger brother is 50-something, mm-hmm. you know, and he's the baby. Like my parents, if my parents hang on for a few more years, they're going to have four kids in their 60s.
Whoa.
Usually parents don't see all their kids turn 60. Yeah. But they could conceivably see all of us turn 60.
That's wild.
I know, which would be sad, mm-hmm. I think. But anyway, it was John's birthday, John Ryan's birthday, like yesterday, the day before. And I said, how old are you? And he goes, I'm 42. And I was like, oh, Jesus, everybody's so fucking, I met John when he was like 30.
Yeah.
You know, he was still in the NFL. He was winning Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Now he's just a fucking old man sitting with me having lunch. Oh, it's also, time marches on, everybody. But what are you going to do? Anyway, at least we have this to, you know, have fun with. Mm-hmm. And the reason I bring up all of this stuff and Christmas season, and I hope you're all having a good one, and I hope you're enjoying life, is because enjoy it now. Enjoy it now, Alex, because we got some dire predictions coming from our gap. You guys know her. We love her over here at Cover to Cover, Baba Vanga.
Yep.
Baba Vanga is one of our favorites. She is a blind psychic. Baba Vanga died years ago. She died about 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. She's a blind Balkan psychic. And she predicted, apparently over the years, a lot of Baba Vanga's blind predictions have come true. Here's a picture of Baba Vanga. Mm-hmm. She looks exactly like you think Baba Vanga would look like. She looks like an old blind lady with a babushka on and, you know, very whatever that part of the world is considered, Bulgarian or whatever. She is Bulgarian. She's a Bulgarian seer named Baba Vanga. According to her followers, Vanga, sometimes called the Nostradamus of the Balkans, in reference to the famed French astrologer, is said to have predicted 9/11. The war in the Ukraine, but I'd like to hear exactly how she predicted those. You know, because a lot of times they throw out they paint with a broad brush, mm-hmm. and then you could fit anything into that. Like, I see a building falling in the city, and then they're like, oh, that was 9/11. That could be anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they also said she predicted the coronavirus or mm-hmm. you know COVID. Which we did, too, over here at Cover to Cover.
We saw that coming.
I don't know. Nobody's giving me any credit. Nobody's coming to Baba Frangiola for his predictions.
No.
But anyway, you want to hear some of dire predictions? The mystic also offered several claims about 2023, including a shocking prediction that a nuclear plant explosion would ravage our planet. That hasn't happened in 2023. We haven't had a nuclear plant.
Yeah. At least
there's still a couple of days. I know. Still 3-4 weeks left. So, I mean, let's hope not. Although Vanga died 26 years ago when she was 85 years old, the psychic's followers say she still has a plethora of predictions to reveal in 2024, and she's made these prophecies before her death. So, I guess people, what I've heard, Alex, I don't know if you're familiar with this, when people are on their deathbeds, they have, I don't know what you guys believe in, whether you believe the soul goes somewhere, or whatever religion you're a part of. Maybe you believe it's nothing. Mm-hmm. People just go into the dirt. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
But a lot of times people will say there's moments of clarity. You see things. You don't know. My grandfather was dying, and he died, probably 65, I think. Whatever. A bunch of things got him in the end. Mm-hmm. He was a good guy. I liked my grandfather. I was one of the people who liked my grandfather. I don't know if my daughter even gets my grandpa, like my wife's parents or my parents. Like, I don't think she cares much.
Yeah.
We actually enjoyed our grandparents, but I think that's a thing of the past. Am mm-hmm. I wrong in saying? I think now kids think just old people are gross.
Well, I also think that there's so much you can do. Like, the whole world is on an iPad.
Yeah.
And when you're a kid, you're like, I want to explore. I want to get out of Ronkonkoma.
Right.
You might only go 30 minutes away to grandparents' house, but it's a whole new world.
It was, yeah.
Kids nowadays, they have the whole world.
Yeah, well, anyway, we used to go there a lot, because they had aunts, uncles. That was a fun time. But anyway, my grandfather was on his death, literally a deathbed. Mm-hmm. He was, lying in a bed in the house, and we would all, when it was towards the end, people were like, it's coming that time.
Yeah.
We would all go in to see him, mm-hmm. and he was giving everybody some, words of wisdom, and he wasn't that type of guy, I mean, mm-hmm. I think his biggest he was a bowler.
Ooh.
And he bowled a 300 game one time.
Okay.
You know, which is a perfect score game in bowling. Yeah. So he got a plaque for it and hung proudly. I think it still does. Hung proudly in the house. My parents still have my grandparents' home, my dad's childhood home. They still have it.
Yeah.
And my uncle lives now. You guys know the story.
Was this your father's father?
My father's father.
Okay.
Anyway, everyone called him Matty. His name was Matty Frangiola, not unlike my brother. Anyway, he got his 300 plaque, and it said Marty Frangiola. Marty.
I've been there.
Yeah, and he just put it, you know, still hangs on the wall. Mm-hmm. 300, Marty Frangiola. I don't think he ever recovered from that because it was quite an achievement for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said he could have just taken it to, like, any shop. You know, it was one of those just a shitty wooden plaque with something, you know, piece of brass glued on it.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to another
swap
trophy store and get $29.95. We'll get another one that says Maddie.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah.
But anyway,
the achievement is still the
same. He's like, let's not do get involved. But anyway, everybody was getting these, you know, he told my one brother he had an old Volkswagen bus, which is, I mean, just the idea that we would drive around in this Volkswagen bus out to like Montauk and stuff when we would go camping out there. My grandfather would have in between him, you guys know what those Volkswagen buses look like. They had just like a straight windshield in mm-hmm. the front, flat front.
Yep.
There was no seat, but you're like, we'd run around in the back of it while the thing was in motion. Any tap of the brakes would have sent us flying right through the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Had like a little strap you could put your hand in. That was your
like
seat.
A subway.
Like a subway. And my grandfather, in this center console area where the big like shift was, like a cooler of beers. This is not a joke. A cooler of beers. And he would drink them on the Long Island Expressway on the way out to Ronkonkoma. It was a thing. I'm thirsty. By the time we left Franklin Square, Long Island, out to Ronkonkoma, he could probably knock out 12.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. But, you know, never seemed drunk or anything. Just a functioning drunk.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Different times.
He gave that Volkswagen bus to my brother. You know, he's like, you take it. It's long gone now. And he says to my brother, he goes, paint it orange. Paint it orange so I could see it from heaven. That's like a nice thing to say, yeah. Right?
So he gave it to him when he was passing.
Yes, when he was passing. My brother wound up driving it into a lake. But listen, let's not talk about that. Didn't paint it orange. And didn't paint it orange either. Hope my grandfather didn't see that. But anyway, then I finally, it's my turn. Mm-hmm. And everyone's coming out saying the things that he's told him. And, you know, he's having some premonitions or whatever people have towards the end.
Yeah.
And I get introduced, first of all, it's like my Aunt Catherine, who's 10 years older than my grandfather, and she's 90-something, and she goes, Andrew's here to see you. And I'm like, well, that's not who I am, but let's not, the facts are not important right now.
Yep.
Let me hear what I'm going to get from him,
yeah.
Piece of wisdom. And he just kind of looks at me, and he just waves like, I've already given all I can give here. Like, I'm done with all of the wisdom. And I was like, oh, okay, well, he probably thought I was Andrew, which I don't even know who that is. So, you know, he didn't have any wisdom. People were all talking about it the next day. Oh, and he told me this, and he told me that. What did he tell you, Chris? I waved his hand in my face, told me to leave. That's what I would imagine Baba Vanga was doing. She was lying on her deathbed. Just spouting, you know, you gotta watch out if you're gonna eat something in Wuhan, you make sure it's not a bat, okay? Please, for me. You know, things like that. Yeah. There are people turn that into, gonna war in Ukraine. I mean, I could have predicted that. You know, there's gonna be a war somewhere in that general vicinity.
Here's a good bet. 2025, there'll be a war somewhere.
Yeah, there's gonna be a war somewhere.
2026?
You're like Baba Vanga.
I'm a seer.
Anyway, while it's believed that she did indeed make some pre-passing predictions, it's not clear whether some were actually created by internet trolls. There you go.
There you go.
However, many nonetheless true wholeheartedly in her post-mortem wisdom. That's what I'm saying. Post-mortem wisdom. A lot of people have that. Here are 7 predictions for 2024. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that you guys are in a good place because European terror. Vanga guessed that Europe would see a surge in terrorism and that the big country, that's what she called it, is the big country gonna see, oh, is gonna be. Baba Vanga, you still with us? I'm still here. Because you look like you've passed. I've looked like this since I was 24. I mean, I'm a blind lady from Bulgaria. What do you want from me? I'm not the Emily Ratajkowski. Wait, you know her? I see her in my future. I see this girl. She's. Oh, you do? I do. I see her. She was in a video. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. She topless, and well, there's two versions of the video. There's a topless version, and there's a rape. But most people watch the topless version. What did she do? You know what, Baba Vanga? That's a good question. Nobody seems to know, yeah. But she's pretty, and sometimes that's enough, Baba Vanga. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, back to what I was saying about Europe, the big country. Okay, Baba Vanga, go here. Go. She says it would either there's going to be biological weapons tests or attacks next year in Europe. Some biological weapons attacks. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
I love the people of Europe. You know,
mm-hmm.
That encompasses a lot of countries. Europe. So when once again she's painting with a broad brush, she predicted climate disasters.
Yeah,
she predicted the natural disasters would abound next year. Vanga said the addition of weather events, there could also be a rise in radiation levels. Oh, boy. Wow. Vanga predicted that rising debt, global tension, and the power shifting from the West to the East would fuel economic crisis. Baba Vanga seems like real fucking down. You don't want her at a party, huh? Baba Vanga, you enjoying the onion dip? Oh, it's okay. It's nice. But let me tell you, there's going to be... Well, I'm sorry. Are you? It's a fun party, isn't it? It's fun for now, but when the radiation comes, it won't be fun. Cyber attacks. Oh, no. She said that the hackers will start to target infrastructure like power grids and water treatment plants. How did she know about that 25 years ago?
She's a seer.
Which will amplify threats to national security. Technological revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Vanga said that the quantum computing would see a major breakthrough. As quantum computers process information faster than standard computers. Oh, well, I mean, isn't that medical discoveries? Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Vanga has some good news. Finally, Jesus, Baba, you were bumming us all out here. She finally has some good news. She says you might see a cure for both cancer and Alzheimer's.
Ooh.
That's pretty nice.
That's good.
I would like that. In addition to our 7 predictions for the upcoming year, humanity can look forward to a resolution of world hunger. Ooh. We're going to solve world hunger by 2025 to 2028. Now, what do you mean by world hunger? Is that people just dying from, because I'm actually starving right now.
Yeah.
I mean, is that considered, that's not considered world hunger.
You're
just
part of the world.
I know, but I didn't, like I had to get my daughter off to school, so I didn't really eat breakfast. Then I come right here to do this, had to go to the doctor so they can tell me that I look 10 years older than I do. And so I'm starving, but that's not considered starvation, right?
No.
Right?
I'm looking at you.
She also predicted that the communism would return in 2076 and that people would be able to time travel. Oh, you know when that's going to start, Baba Vanga said? 2304. Well, who cares about that? I'll be long gone by then. Her predictions, you know when her predictions stop? She stopped predicting and she no longer, so for those of you who are still around in 5,079, 3,000 years from now, Baba Vanga doesn't have any predictions beyond that. She went to 5,079.
In the 5,078, I see so much terror in the world.
What do you see in 5,079?
Not a fucking thing. What? Really? What happened? I don't know. I'm tired. Please.
So there you go. Those are the predictions.
That's when she just waved them out of the room.
Yeah, that's when she just waved. I see an orange Volkswagen bus. What? Yes. It's at the bottom of a lake. Lake Ronkonkoma.
So I found the same article you'd found.
Yeah.
And somebody commented that the Hebrew calendar year is 5784, so her predictions are irrelevant.
Oh.
So
we're going what calendar are we going by? Is she going by the Hebrew calendar?
I don't know.
What does Baba Vanga go by? I don't know what I go by. What do I wait, depends on because sometimes at my daughter's school I have to pretend that I'm Hebrew. But I'm not.
Are you Monday to Sunday kind of a guy or a Sunday to Saturday?
We mean as far as what? My religious beliefs? I'm you know, whatever they tell me to do to keep her in the school and not have, you know. Anyway, that's a lot of problems. It's a lot of problems. Be careful, everybody. Well, Baba Vanga.
Thank you, Baba Vanga, for the wisdom.
I know. And, you know, it's something you can actually, if you choose to, just be careful. See something, say something, all those things. Tonight, I believe, or tomorrow night, they light the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Ooh.
We've talked about it before, of course. The 91st annual celebration will take place on Wednesday. That will be tomorrow for you guys, with performances by Cher and Barry Manilow. Listen, I guess NBC, or whoever broadcasting, yes, I believe it's NBC, has just decided, fuck it. Fuck it. They're over at NBC going, let's get the young kid. It ain't happening. It's not happening. Finally, they've said it. It's not happening. They are watching TikTok or something else. They need fast, 3-minute clips. They don't want to watch this shit, The Neighborhood or whatever dumb shows on CBS. They don't want to watch it. They don't need it. They're not watching CSI Las Vegas or any of those shows that my mom and dad love. They're not watching it.
No.
So what are we going to do? We're just going to double down on the old fucks, the old scabby people, and Tommy Bahama wearing old scabs, and what are we going to give them? We're going to give them Cher and Barry Manilow.
Give them what they want.
80 years old. God bless them both. I love them both. You guys know over here that I'm a huge Barry Manilow fan. Both of them have had careers spanning 50 years, if not more.
More, I'd say.
I mean, I was actually thinking about Barry Manilow. I believe he's 80. He has a new show on Broadway or something. That's why he's kind of back in the fold. Mm-hmm. And he has an NBC Christmas special coming up.
Ooh.
Like on December 12th or something. Like a primetime, old school, like we often talk about on this podcast, back in the days of yore, when they had three channels, they would throw any piece of shit on at primetime.
Mm-hmm.
Who? John Denver. What is he doing? He's an hour on regular television. How many people are going to watch? Probably 40 million because they got nothing else to do.
That's it.
There's no other challenge shows on TV. So 40 million people watch John Denver. You know, he just goes, sings a song, does a comedy bit, and then if somebody knocks on his door. Who is it? That's Vincent Price. Hey, Vincent Price. I happen to be in the neighborhood, so I come in to see what you're doing. And you know, Vincent Price would do a little bit with him, and we're out the door. I hope that the Barry Manilow special is similar to that. Like, let's face it, no 21-year-old is going to watch the Barry Manilow special. It's going to be a bunch of people like me who are going to watch the Barry Manilow Christmas special. And for that reason, make it the old knock on the door. Who's that? Hey, it's Donny Osmond.
Whoa.
Hey, Donny. Happened to be in the neighborhood, so I figured I'd stop in. And did you get a new dog? I did. Is it a puppy? It is. That's why, and Puppy Love. Start singing. That's one of his hits. Puppy Love. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway, so, I mean, that's what I want out of him. But anyway, the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center will be illuminated by more than 50,000 multicolored lights. People tell me that's trashy, but that's what they're doing at Rock Center on Wednesday. Kicking off Midtown Manhattan's holiday tradition, crews have been hard at work decorating and preparing the tree, a 12-ton Norway spruce, since it arrived in Rockefeller Plaza on November 11th, after being transported nearly 200 miles from Vestal, in upstate New York, on Wednesday evening, a 900-pound star adorned with 3 million Swarovski crystals. Ooh. Is that how you pronounce that?
I think it's Swarovski.
What did I say?
Swarovski?
Yeah, well, you know, close enough.
Swarovski. Swarovski.
Is the R before the V?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Okay. I heard you the first time. You don't need to rub it in that I pronounced it wrong. Swarovski. You're right. My mother loves Swarovski crystals. Uh-huh. She'll point out like some lapel pin she has. And go, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so Swarovski crystal. Oh, well, la-di-da. Excuse us. Mm. We'll be illuminated. Approximately 5 miles of LED string lights will be switched on for the first time of the season. The festivities will feature musical performances, like I said, by Cher, Barry Manilow, Kiki Palmer, and others. Here's what you should know. When is the Rockefeller Center tree lighting? This is a big deal. You know, people love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be going to New York this year. We were on the fence about it because I don't really have much family there anymore. My brother lives out on Long Island. So my brother's in Queens, but I see them a lot, you know, when I'm there for shows and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't really need to see them. My parents are staying down at Myrtle Beach. Dad's hips it's on the mend.
Okay.
He's doing good.
Good.
But they're not traveling anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they're staying down there in Myrtle Beach. So but we're going to go to New York because my daughter wants to go to the Rockefeller Center tree. She wants to go to the Radio City Music Hall show. We're going to do it all. We got it all. We're going to do it all. Oh, my God. We're going to do it all. Going to like Paw Patrol shows.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
So I looked it up. Next year, Mandy, which was Barry Manilow's first hit, will be 50 years old. So
Mandy, yeah.
50 years.
You came and you gave without taking, and I sent you away, oh Mandy. You kiss me. Just tell me when to stop. And stop me from shaking.
I don't really want you to stop.
And I need you today. Oh, that's such a good song. Oh, is that like his first hit, really?
That was his first hit.
The lighting ceremony will take place on Wednesday, November 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be broadcast as live, a part of the NBC special Christmas at Rockefeller Center, hosted by singer and talk show host Kelly Clarkson.
Ooh.
She's a huge deal now.
Yeah.
I mean, as big as it gets. You know that American Idol? For all you say about it, I mean, it has launched some pretty big stars.
Yeah, pretty huge.
I mean, Jennifer Hudson was like American Idol, right?
I believe so.
And she's an Oscar winner. Now this other girl, she's in the new Color Purple. They're doing a new version of the Color Purple, the Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah Winfrey movie, Steven Spielberg movie. They're doing a new one, and American
Fantasia.
Idol. Fantasia Barrino.
Mm-hmm.
She's an American Idol. Didn't even win. Yeah. Didn't came in third or
lead
fifth.
Lead role in the
I know. Yeah. And they're saying there's Oscar buzz, Alex.
Ooh.
If Oscar buzz.
There's
Could
buzz.
Could you imagine if two American Idol rejects, they didn't even win.
No.
Wound up winning Oscars? This is craziness.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Kelly Clarkson and on and on and on. And that's, I mean, it's wild. Like the Clay Aiken and the... And the other guy, who he was on with, guy. He was like a heavy black guy.
What is his name?
Him and Clay were on the same time.
Yeah.
And they both like, but they never really went on to do much after that. I mean, not like
Ruben Studdard.
That's it. Yep. Ruben Studdard. You got it, Alex. Good job. How can I watch the tree lighting ceremony, you might be asking yourselves. In addition to NBC, your musical performance can be seen on NBC Universal streaming platform, Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
You have that. You have Peacock. I mean, enough. I have so many. I don't even know what the fuck I have and why I need them.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it and I'm like, why would I watch any of this now? It's all like all of it. Hulu, Netflix, Peacock, Paramount Plus, all of it. I look at it and I'm like, it's just old movies.
Yeah.
Like old movies that I'm like, I mean, I've seen that movie. You know, like A Few Good Men is on. Like, it's a great movie. I love A Few Good Men. I've seen it 50 times.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go back and watch A Few Good Men. And I'm paying for this shit? Watch A Few Good Men? Can I just watch that on TBS or something when it comes on? So, I don't know. I just feel like it's just a bunch of... Nobody's doing... Like, for a while, there was a really good original programming.
Yeah.
All these shows. You know, good stuff.
Good, yeah.
Like, quality.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're just doing, like, dumb reality
Churning
shows.
Them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Floor is Lava and A Few Good Men. I'm paying for this? I guess I am. You know, you got it because you got to keep up with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people talk about. Are you watching the new show on Hulu where, you know, Jimmy fucks Susie Boo Boo? What? I don't know if I know that show. Yeah, it's good. You should check it
out. It's a good one.
Numerous big name performers expected to take part in this year's celebration, including when you have some of the people who will just be there. for the lighting. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be performing, just going to be there. And I talk to him about whatever project they got coming up. Al Roker brings him over and goes, "Hey, you having fun?" I go, "Yes, it's a great time. I love this time of year. My family's all here. We're all having a great time. Thank you for having us." And Barry Manilow's in the background. Chloe Bailey, you know her?
No.
Me neither. you ready for more people? You have no idea who they are?
Yeah.
Adam Blackstone's going to be there. Oh.
That's a good get.
Adam Blackstone. Hey, Adam Blackstone. Chloe, did I mention? Oh, hey, what he said that. Kiki Palmer.
How'd they get
her? I know her, but I don't know her. I feel like I've heard that name before, but I don't know who that is. Cher. I know Cher. Mm-hmm. I know her. Darlene Love. Wow, Darlene Love's still going. I like her. She used to sing on Late Night with David Letterman every year. Mm-hmm. She's kind of famous. If you haven't seen Darlene Love, has a fascinating scene in this documentary called 30 Feet from Stardom, I believe is the name of it. Mm-hmm. It's a documentary about backup singers and people who, you know, recorded like the famous parts of song. It is unbelievably great. I can't say, I think I've mentioned it before on this podcast, mm-hmm. and Darlene Love is heavily featured in this documentary called 30 Feet from Stardom. If you have not seen it, you need to go, you need to shut off A Few Good Men and you need to go watch 30 Feet from Stardom. It is fascinating. Mm-hmm. And then after you watch that, watch another one called Hired Gun. It's about all the studio musicians who pretty much do every record out there.
Yeah.
Both fascinating. But anyway, Darlene Love, I love. She also played Danny Glover's wife in the Lethal Weapon movies.
Ooh,
there you go.
Well, there you go.
So I know who she is. Mm-hmm. David Foster and Catherine McVie, they're going to be, aren't they dating or married? They're married. He's 82. She's 35. It looked weird when they first started dating. Now it seems fine. You know, okay. It seems okay. I get they have kids now and everything. And mm-hmm. I read an article yesterday in People Magazine or a couple of days ago. It said that David Foster and Catherine McVie aren't decorating their house for Christmas. That was the article, People Magazine. They're not decorating. I know they had a tragedy. One of their nannies got hit by a car or something. So maybe that's, I don't want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. So I was trying not to make it dark, but that's probably why they're not decorating. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was interesting that People Magazine wrote an article on what's not happening.
Yeah.
You know, most news is what is happening. People Magazine's like, how about this for news? Here's what something that's not happening.
Yeah.
They're not decorating for Christmas.
Can you believe it?
It was a headline. Whatever. You know, some people just phone it in, kind of like we're doing on this episode. As is tradition, the Radio City Rockettes will also make an appearance. What do you make of the Rockettes? I mean, I feel like that was like old school entertainment before there was a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
We were all fascinated by, you know, synchronized kicking. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I went to see it live for the first time ever last year, and we're going again this year. It is pretty spectacular. It's amazing how in sync they are. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I also have an iPhone.
After
you know what
5
I mean? Like,
minutes, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some cool shit over the years. Like, kicking in sync is low down on the list, mm-hmm. you know? But it is amazing. They are so good. And there's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how they get so many still who are... Like, people are still just training to be dancers.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no future in that whatsoever. Like, maybe you get to be a Rockette for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Because don't they only perform during Christmas?
Christmas season
or
two.
Do they do anything else? They get them to see the Rockettes in the summertime.
I don't think so.
Like, oh, it's the Rockette summer show where they're dancing around at a Margaritaville. You know, I don't think you see that.
I mean, they got to do something, right? They
maybe
do
they go to like openings or you know, yeah, do like that corny shit,
corporate
like Miss
events,
America, yeah, corporate events. But you can't get them all. I got 67 of them at a corporate event,
yeah,
kicking up a storm. So I figure like that's like the top echelon of dancing. Like mm-hmm. you've made it, but I guess they're still getting them. Savannah Guthrie's going to be. Oh, yeah, that's who's doing it. Today's show host. We'll be doing it. Seth MacFarlane and Barry Manilow. It's a couple of more celebrities mm-hmm. who'll be there. I mentioned Barry Manilow. Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy. He'll be there as well. And then, of course, Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, Al Roker, and Craig Melvin will be doing the hosting. It's not quite as large as last year's tree. Did you say Still going about the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jesus Christ, how long is this guy going to talk about the tree? Probably the rest of the episode. It's 80 to 85-year-old Norway spruce, the center of the excitement. Tree stands 80 feet tall, 43 feet wide, and weighs 12 tons. And last year's was a little bit bigger.
12 tons.
The tree will be lit daily, Alex, and open to the public from 5 a.m. to 12 a.m. I recommend not hanging around that area around 5 a.m. Just trust me on this one. I'd get there around 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go 4:30 a.m. You probably don't want to be around Fifth Avenue. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just that's for your own good.
Mm-hmm.
Until it's taken down January 13th at 10 p.m. The tree will stay lit for 24 hours on Christmas Day. Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
After the tree was removed in January, it would be donated to Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, great. To do what with?
Some kid's going to get it old.
Make a house.
Hey, look what we got for you. I'm so hungry. Well, sorry about that, but we got a giant dead Christmas tree for you. What do you think of that little guy? Oh, what is it? It's a giant dead Christmas tree. How big is it? 12 tons. Where will I keep it? There's 12 people living in my house. You sound a lot like Baba Vanga. I know, I'm 11. Why do you sound like Baba Vanga? Because I'm too lazy to do more impression. Anyway, there you go. What do you think of that? City officials have announced a 49th Street. This is always nice what they're doing again this year, Alex. They're closing Fifth Avenue to pedestrians just for like 1 week. They announced 49th and 50th Streets between 5th and 6th Avenue will be open only to pedestrians during the tree lighting. And then they're going to close Fifth Avenue for like the weekends, like the 3 weekends leading up to Christmas.
Okay.
So you could just walk like in the middle of Fifth Avenue. It's so much more fun because the sidewalks aren't as crowded when the street's wide open. Have some fun. Let everybody walk around and enjoy life. New York's fun that time of year. Get out, enjoy it, have fun. What else can we talk about? Have we got anything else? Apparently, I just learned 5 minutes ago that Keith Morrison from Dateline, you know, Keith Morrison.
Oh, yeah. We saw that this morning, too. Yeah.
I didn't realize he was Matthew Perry's stepfather.
Yeah.
I guess he's married to Matthew Perry's mom. I had no idea. But anyway, he spoke out recently about the death of Matthew Perry. I'm sure it's sad for him and his family. There is a thing in the New York City. I guess Disney made a Christmas village, the Disney Christmas Village on Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport. People are saying it's terrible. It's terrible. People have gone down there. They say there's a tiny ice rink, watery hot cocoa, and a skinny Santa Claus.
Oh.
Yeah, Disney's The Santa Claus Winter Wonderland on the rooftop of Pier 17 and is advertised as being New York's most magical holiday attraction of the season, but local parents say it's just a dirty trick. What do you think of that? That's not nice.
I don't like it.
Oh, it's a good thing I read this. I would probably have been down there. Being fooled by that dirty trick. A skinny Santa Claus. Who wants that? Disney's The Santa Claus Winter Wonderland in the South Street Seaport. The most magical. But local peasants, they have to take to social media to complain about the tiny ice rink, a skinny Santa that really doesn't fill out the red suit, and worst of all, a dangerous slide that was reportedly shut down after a child was injured.
Ooh.
It was a shit show, said Camilla Cohen, 30. And a stay at her Upper East Side mother of two told the Post. She went to the Wonderland with her family on Saturday, paying $60 for two VIP tickets that included a fast pass entrance. Okay. Sounds pretty. That doesn't sound too bad. Skate rentals. Wait, all for $30?
Not bad.
She said $60 for two. That's 30. You know what, Alex? Watch this. $30 a piece.
Ooh.
You see what it does?
Did you?
Math real quick.
Do you have a calculator on
no,
you?
No, I don't. It did in my head. Skate hot chocolate. And the entry to the North Pole. Tickets start at $15. What do you want for $15? $15, and you get a skinny Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you get.
Watery cocoa. 50,
exactly. And $30 for VIP. It'd go up during peak times. Children 4 and under are free. Oh, my daughter's 4. We can go get her in there for free. I'll let her go down that deadly slide. Go ahead. Have fun. Enjoy it. She and her husband allegedly experienced back pain after zooming down the slide. Well, I think it's for kids. You and your husband should have been on it.
Yeah.
It cracked my back so badly, I probably need a visit to the chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
Cohen, she said, this woman sounds like a real pain. Is this thing bad or are you a pain in the ass?
Yeah.
If I heard from several people, I'd concern myself. We're hearing from one woman who sounds like a real pain in the ass. We asked our daughter if she wanted to go again, and she said no. I think she hurt herself. It's so unusual that she wouldn't want to go back on a slide.
Well.
Well, I mean, you know, kids are fucking.
Or maybe it's
weird.
Cold. Yeah.
Yeah. After they left the slide area, they claimed that they heard a boy wailing after he going down the slide.
Mm-hmm.
It was so loud that he was laughing. But first, they realized he was crying.
Yeah.
People started to come up to him and ask if he was, if his bones were exposed or his ankle snapped. But it didn't.
It didn't.
This is, once again,
I love
this is like a non-story. This
yeah.
Is, and yeah, how about another thing? You know that Catherine McPhee is not decorating her house for the holidays? Shortly after the slide was shut down by security, an ambulance was called. Okay.
Okay.
Disney did not immediately return a request for comment. Another parent who attended around the same time as Cohen wrote, my daughter sprained her ankle. Mm-hmm. And many kids complain the fall is painful. The drop is fast and hard for adults and children. I wouldn't recommend having your kids play on it. Anyway, so, I don't know. The Santa's not, oh, the Santa is pretty skinny.
You can't.
Couldn't even fill out the red suit, it says. Oh, they probably got some guy last minute. The,
yeah.
Probably the fat guy whose suit it was probably couldn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jimmy, can you do it? They got the janitor. Oh, hold on. Let me see. Now, what is this? Could you be Santa Claus? Oh, can I be Santa Claus, please? I studied drama in high school. Ho, ho, ho. Where are the kids? That was a black guy.
Oh, okay.
Is that... You got what I was doing there?
Yeah.
It was a skinny black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Am I allowed to do that?
Because you were trying to say that it's a black Santa.
Yeah, you know, that's adding to the fun. Not that black Santa could be black.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't.
I've never seen him.
I mean, either. Oh, it's a 1-star review. Attendees say that the hot cocoa was also watery. We mentioned that. At the attraction which presented the event website, Bucketlicious was advertised as being tied to Disney. Its official name is Disney, the Santa Claus Winter Wonderland, and Disney logo appears on it. But Disneyland's saying that they don't have anything to do with it. There was nothing Disney inside, no Disney characters, no Disney trademark anywhere. It sounds like we got a bit of a scam on our hands.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad. There you go, everybody. Maybe I've saved you all $30. If you want to go see a skinny Santa, you can go. Spend $30. You want to break your kid's ankles. All right. What do we got? Anything else? I mean, I got to go. I got to go pick up my daughter. I got life to lead. I got to be a parent. I got things to do. Thank you all for listening to Cover to Cover and Juicy Scoop. I'm on that as well. Tuesday, you can get plenty of me. And then I come to this weekend. I'm in Batavia, Illinois. Friday and Saturday, I head to Batavia, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
At the Comedy Vault in Batavia. Friday night. Saturday night. Come see me live. I do free meet and greets, if that's your thing. After the show, I'll be happy to meet and chat with everybody. The good thing about the Comedy Vault in Batavia, Illinois, Alex, is there's a bar right across the street.
Ooh.
I pop right on over. I say hi to the people, and then I go back and do the next show. Then I'll pop back over.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Who knows? I'm having fun. And then, of course, we go to Cleveland. Alex and I... we'll be in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Hilarities in mm-hmm. Cleveland. That's Wednesday night, December 5th, 6th,
6th,
5th, 6th.
Wednesday the 6th.
6th, 7th, 7th,
mm-hmm.
Thursday night. We're in Buffalo.
Ooh.
We're driving up. We're driving from Cleveland to Buffalo. I think Alex might be driving. I don't know.
I think Olivia's driving.
Not if I can help it. Okay, yeah, so that's fun. We're going to have to put a wood block on the gas pedal for her to reach. So, yeah, that'll be fun. So we're driving up there. That's on the 7th. That's mm-hmm. Buffalo, Helium. Doing well, I think. And then Saturday night, I'm at Levittown, Long Island. Governors in Levittown, Long Island. All free meet and greets at all these shows. I'm happy to see everybody for the Christmas season. Come up, give mm-hmm. us kisses and hugs and whatever you weirdos got to do when you see us in person. We'll take pictures. We'll do whatever you want. We love seeing you. Bring us gifts and all sorts of fun shit. And then, of course, I go to the Stadium Theater in Rhode Island. That's Sunday night, December 10th. That's sold out. It's sold mm-hmm. out. I think the last two tickets just went.
Yep.
And that's it. Thank you to the people of Rhode Island for really coming through.
Knocking
who would have
out.
Thought?
Yeah.
Who would have thought of all the places? That's where I'm killing it is Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
It should be fun. And that does it for the year. And then we're moving on to other things. We love doing the podcast.
Yep.
We love it. It's.
Can I throw one in real quick?
And this wasn't, we weren't briefed on this beforehand.
What?
Okay, we're going to let it happen, but we're going to have a couple questions before.
Okay, ask away.
Normally, you would tell me beforehand you have something, or I would know you had something coming up, and you would say, and I have no problem with you promoting
shows.
Do
I normally ask before the
show? No, you don't ask. You just tell me, like, oh, I got this coming up, I got that coming up, so I kind of know you have something coming up.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard you mention anything, so
you've heard
I don't know
one.
What's coming right now.
Hot
is what
and
I'm
bothered.
Saying.
It's our Vegas couples show. Right.
Okay, okay. This is what I wanted. I'm glad you brought it up.
I knew you had questions.
Oh, I have questions. Okay, so go ahead and tell everybody what this is.
It's called.
I've been sitting here waiting for something to really sink my teeth into to give you guys a little more content, and I didn't want what it's, people.
We got
can't,
13
people
minutes,
can't go
so
to
you
New Zealand.
Gotta go get
who
your
cares,
daughter.
You know. Here goes.
No, we're running essentially a couples only, kind of a not safe for work, couples only comedy game show. Think newlywed style games. We got a bunch of different.
The newlywed game.
Something like, there's a bunch of different stuff, but think like that. Yeah.
Okay. I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah. You were around for those. And,
I think that was a shot at me, but anyways, we're going to let it slide. We're going to let it slide. Yes, keep going.
It's hard to explain to young people.
Yes,
I love
the
newlywed
game.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Love and marriage, if you're a cruise shipper. If you are
is that
in
like a thing they do on cruise ships?
Yeah, it's like kind of a, they essentially do a live.
We just did a little cruise news earlier, sticking with the cruise news.
But no, it'll be in Vegas, downtown, first Friday of the month, December 1st, 7 p.m.
7 p.m., December 1st. Mm-hmm. Where it's going to be held?
It's going to be held at the Unspoken Studio. It's Arts District adjacent, but we got parking. It's not First Friday related. It'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do people get tickets or something like
tickets,
that?
Tickets, just click on the link. Click on my link in my Instagram. It's all right there. There's an Eventbrite right there. And
okay.
I'll link to it and probably in the show notes if I can.
Okay. So now people come. They have to be in a couple to attend?
Couples only.
Oh, couples only are allowed in?
Yeah, it's
like what
a
if they just wanted to watch?
If you want to come and watch, you can. But
well, it's supposed to be it's entertaining,
but
right?
It's an interactive show too. So you know,
oh,
which participation's optional.
Now, whose idea is this? How did you get? Let me just ask you: how did you get roped into this?
How do I get roped into everything?
So this is you didn't have anything to do with this.
No,
this
I had some part in this. Yeah.
Okay.
So
now,
here's something that
I also want to say, sometimes we get reviews that people say I'm too mean to you at times, and that's part of the, we're just doing a little bit here.
Yeah.
I wish you well with this.
Yeah, I know you do.
Sounds like it's a, I'd rather drive warm nails into my eyeballs, but I hope people enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now listen, I don't feel like you thank me enough for the things I do for you, because when left to your own devices.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you're doing. When you're not at Hilarities in Cleveland or the Buffalo Helium with me.
Yeah.
You're at some art studio, doing dirty jokes. It's just dirty. It's dirty business,
it's
right?
It's going to be dirty business.
Like what? You bring people up on stage and say what to them? Like,
well,
you ever fuck your wife or something?
No,
who's hosting it?
Olivia and I are hosting it.
Together?
Yeah.
You both have microphones.
We both have a microphone.
Now, what's the... Does somebody win money? Do you win a prize?
We got some prizes.
Okay, so how many people got to be on stage at one time?
One game will have...
As a seasoned performer.
I know.
I just wanted to let you know that
involving
the audience is maybe one of the worst things. You think they're going to be entertaining, and sometimes they're not as entertaining as you hope they are.
Yes.
So it's a bit of a nightmare involving you, especially bringing them up on stage.
Yeah.
Go on. Tell me
what you're not wrong. But they're at one game. We'll have one person from three couples on stage at a time. So at one point there will be four people on stage at a time. That'll probably be the most.
And you say, "Good evening, everybody. I'm Alex Kahn, and this is Love Actually. What's it called?
Hot and Bothered.
Hot and Bothered.
Ooh.
And we're gonna need three people from the audience.
Mm-hmm. No,
husbands or wives. Doesn't make any difference.
I'm going to get a little bit of everyone.
And now Olivia's chiming in this whole time. You guys are both talking over each other.
Yeah.
Driving everyone insane.
Sure.
Okay. So then you bring up three husbands and wives.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask them questions and see how well they know their...
Yeah.
Their wife.
Their spouses.
Their spouses.
Yeah. Their own sex life a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But there's other stuff too. We're not only doing...
How long is this going for? 90 minutes?
It's going to be probably about a 75-minute show.
Okay.
A little bit of comedy. We got about four to five different games that we're doing, and Yeah.
Don't you damn mention cover to cover. And this has got to be completely separate from cover to cover. I don't want my name mentioned. I don't want, and the next guy coming to the stage is Alex Khan, the host of Cover to Cover. Don't you dare.
Oh, you want me to take that out?
I will be like Daryl Hall suing John Oates. I will sue you. Immediately.
Well,
No, I won't. I will.
Somebody.
It sounds fun. No, I'm only kidding. I'm having fun with you. So, it sounds like a good time. So, I wish you guys
what
well
I will
it.
Say is scoot on over, old timer. This is the business now.
Oh, is that right?
You got to make a brand.
Is that right?
That's what everyone's doing now.
Okay.
That's how
so
you.
So wait a minute. This is your
because
brand?
Because you.
Me. I'm
you
established.
You have name recognition.
Oh, thank you very much.
I know. You say Chris Frangiola, and people go, oh, the guy from, and they know.
Mm. Well, you could have said a show right there. You could have said the guy from, Lord, that show from 20
the
years
guy
ago.
From Demon Wind? I know
thank
that
you.
Guy.
Thank you very much.
You know, but when you say Alex Khan, people go, yeah. But if you get a brand going.
Okay.
You build something.
That's what this is. You have a brand. It's this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just continue with this.
Well, entrepreneurs have multiple brands.
Just continue. Go start another podcast with Olivia.
The beginning of this.
You do it consistently every week, time after time, day after day, regardless of topics or things to talk about. You see what we did here? We muddled through.
Yeah.
Talking about Tasmania.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do.
Yeah.
And we're out there running around at Vegas shitholes. Trying to
it's a beautiful
ask
place.
Ask couples about their sex lives. So that would be the brand in hopes of someday this thing spreading all over the country. Whoa. Selling out like theaters. Like everybody's talking about
it's
Love
just,
Actually.
Yeah, Love Actually.
What's it called?
Hot and Bothered.
Hot and Bothered, yeah.
We actually did, when we were in Vegas, we did go and it was totally the wrong environment, which I kind of knew it would be, but we went to a strip club to see about using
their space. Oh, you mentioned that to
yeah,
me. Yeah.
So it's who knows what we're doing with it, but you throw a lot of shit at the wall.
You ever think about sometimes
you literally told me I'm riding your coattails at the beginning
of this
episode.
I know. I'm happy to have you riding my coattails. I mean, honestly, I ride your coattails. What would I do without you? I don't know how to use that stupid board. You know how to press buttons. Go ahead, press a button. Press a button. Show these people what you do. Ready?
Oh, who gives a f about Christmas?
Oh, that's the old board.
That's
oh,
the old
sorry,
board.
Everybody, we're using the old board. That was Donald Trump's wife talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about Christmas?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds fun. I wish you guys luck.
But
and
that's what
what's
doing.
The date on that again?
It's going to be December 1st, first Friday.
December 1st, Friday. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's coming up.
Yeah.
It's like this Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. How many tickets have you sold?
Like 20.
Honestly, that's 19 more than I thought.
Hey. Thanks.
I thought there'd be one weirdo sitting there.
But one thing I've learned is the last week is the...
Is that when they come?
Nowadays.
That's what I keep telling myself,
yeah,
too.
I know.
Yeah. That's what... Yeah, God, I hope that's the case for Buffalo. Let's hope they really start coming out in droves.
They're cranking.
In Buffalo.
I can feel it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? How about we add a little spice to the people of Buffalo Helium? We'll do a comedy show up front, and then at the end, we're going to do Hot and Bothered.
Ooh. I don't like it when you say
no?
it.
No? Is that what it's called?
You put a little too much...
Alex, I've hosted game shows, okay?
I know
you have. I was a professional game show host for many, many years. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hot and Bothered. Well, we'd like to introduce our hosts. We have Olivia Janelle. Is that how you pronounce her last name?
Sure.
Olivia Janelle?
Janelle? Yeah.
Olivia Janelle and Alex Khan. Hey, guys. How you doing? Let's have some fun. Let's bring up our first guest. Who do we have? Oh, we have Susie Jones out of Henderson. Susie's been married for 12 years.
Good pull. Yeah,
thank you very much. Susie's been married for 12 years to her husband, Clark. And they have three kids. And they've lived in the Las Vegas area for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How often do you guys fuck?
It's not going to be that.
Yeah, get it on. You ever put your balls in her mouth, Clark? Let's hear it. Is that kind of something like that? How
yeah,
am I doing?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You want me to come host?
Will you come?
For $10,000, I'll be there. That sounds fun. We're having fun. All right, everybody. What do we got to get out of here on Alex?
Barry Manilow. Christmas special. He's making the rounds. He's doing the plugs.
Is this one voice? What song is this?
Silver Bells.
Is it Barry Manilow, Silver Bells? I don't know if I've ever heard this. Wow, it's nice.
Was I not supposed to play more Christmas music?
No, I'm okay. Good with it. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Cover to Cover. We do have a lot of fun over here. We don't know what we're doing, but I feel like people like it sometimes. Some people don't, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
We have Patreon if you want to come see us live. And that's all. I mean, what more can I give you guys? If you like me, I will come up and kiss you right on the face. And take a picture with you and all that. Live shows are real fun. Alex talks. He talks to you. You talk to all the people after the show.
Yeah.
He's a very nice guy in person. You'll be very impressed with him. Strapping young man. And nice. He's really nice to
people.
How
do I normally come off?
I say you are sure. You know, who knows how people think, you know, you look like. They don't know what you look like.
Yeah.
So see in person.
You said he's actually nice.
Well, I don't, you know, what nicer than me.
Oh. Okay.
I act nice, and then when I get backstage, I tell you these people are driving me insane.
Mm-hmm.
They're dragging me down, hugging my, pulling them on my shoulders. But I do really do enjoy them. Okay.
I'm going to apologize for this version of Silver Bells.
No, I'm okay with it. I got to go anyway. It's 1:30.
I expect
I told
better.
You to warn me. It's almost 1:30.
It's 1:27.
All right. Got to go. We love you. Bye-bye.